Victoria Gordon tiptoed closer to the door. The shouting, which had reached an all-time high, had lured her in. She couldn't take the suspense a moment longer. Her brother had lost all control of the agency as of late. Without his secretary, Mary Ann, he'd have a mutiny on his hands. Another agent was currently at the chopping block. She smiled. In all honesty, she should have been more concerned for Archie. Her brother didn't stand a chance against any of the agents. They were younger, stronger, and more often than not, more likely to throw the first punch. What was Archie discussing, anyways? Something about female applicants arriving? Curiosity might kill her one day. Victoria pressed her cheek against the door, and to her mortification, the latch slipped and the door opened wide. Archie was standing at his desk. His cheeks were red and his eyes bulging, the usual result of her brother's Scottish temper. His jaw dropped at the sight of Victoria. Maverick Jones, perhaps the most dangerous of all the Pinkerton agents, not to mention the most handsome, sat across from Archie. From all appearances, Maverick seemed to have been on the receiving end of the yelling. His legs were spread out in front of him, and one of his boots rested on a nearby chair. Victoria tried to recover from her humiliation, brushing her fingers down her skirt and smiling. "Pardon me, Archie. I hadn't an idea you were busy." "You can't just come into my office," Archie said, growling. She pressed her lips together to keep from smiling. Archie hated to be teased. Her brother could be ever so dramatic, especially in front of his agents, and Victoria didn't want to cause any more of a scene. "Has something happened? Another case lost?" She paused and flipped her curls behind her shoulder. "You know, I've been around long enough to recognize when..."
"My cases are private. What part of that can't you understand?"
Archie asked. He rubbed a hand along his beard and returned his gaze to the man seated across from him.
"Apologies, Mav. I can't seem to manage my little sister any better than I can that secretary of mine. Women in the field might prove its ruin. Mark my words."
Maverick shot Victoria a furrowed brow glance, smirking. There was no mistaking his disinterest in both his previous conversation and this one. His shoulders relaxed against a leather chair.
"Ain't no matter."
"Women in the field? What a splendid idea." Victoria sauntered to the edge of Archie's desk, pretending not to notice the exquisite profile of the agent seated across from her brother. "You'd see less cases lost and more money earned if you decided upon such action." Maverick stood.
"I reckon I don't have a pig in this fight, Mr. Gordon," he said, tipping his cowboy hat. "I'll be filing my notes with Mary Ann straight away."